Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
I was looking at your file this morning and I couldn't help but wonder if, given your educational history and all the class you missed, it might be beneficial for you to remediate some topics.
While you were gone, I found out that Dinah is contesting your trust. Dinah hired a great lawyer recently, and she won't go down without a fight.
As I pull on Reed's hoodie, I catch an unmistakable whiff of some expensive women's perfume. Something high-end and very mature.
I am telling you the truth. The baby isn't mine, and I would never, ever hurt you like that.
Never told me the real reason why you disappeared for 2 months. I respected your privacy because I am the queen of healthy communication and boundaries, but you want to tell me this whole twisted ass saga about Reed cheating with Brooke over text at 6 a.m.?
I'm sorry. I know, but the whole situation has been both keeping me up at night and waking me up at 6 in the morning. I thought it would be easier to type it.
Girl, you have to tell people these things. People in your life care about you and want to help you. Oh, I'm gonna murder you.
I know. I'm sorry. But you were so heartbroken, and I'm so heartbroken, and I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me, you know.
It's okay. Now we know. Let me do some deep breaths.
Gross. Stop breathing into the phone, please.
I'm good. Heart rate is returning to normal. Oh, wow. Reed is a little bitch. Okay, so recapping. You walked in on him and Brooke. You hate his guts. I hate his guts. You refuse to talk to him, and now Brooke is back with Callum and is motherfucking pregnant with Reed's baby? What did I leave out?
That's the whole fucked up story. Worst spark notes ever, by the way. Why are you awake at 6 a.m. on a weekend anyway?
Heartbreak is fucking with my circadian rhythms.
I thought you were feeling better about the breakup.
This is better. I unblocked him and called her so I could hear her apologize again. Anyway, don't distract me. We gotta figure your shit out, stat.
I seriously need your help. The stress of everything is killing me. I fall asleep thinking about Reed. I wake up thinking about Reed. The whole reason I left Malibu was to avoid this exact feeling. Like, is my ex for real the father of his future stepmom's baby?
It's giving Jerry Springer. But there's no way Reed knocked up Brooke, right? This shit is gonna give me nightmares.
Well, first receipt, I saw Reed with a basically naked Brooke on his lap on his 18th birthday.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it's an image I can't erase from my mind. Then, I overheard Reed on the phone with Brooke during the pep rally.
And what was their convo about?
I don't know, but it sounded tense. And if you impregnated someone who really fucking sucked, wouldn't you be tense?
Facts.
Oh, and then Reed lent me his hoodie yesterday, and it smelled like some chick's pricey perfume.
Oh, that's gross.
So gross.
But none of that is stone cold evidence that he is the father of that embryo.
You didn't see Reed's face when Callum announced Brooke's pregnant. He basically ran out of the restaurant. He looked guilty.
Look, only two people know what happened in that bedroom. Reed and Brooke. Unfortunately, you can't trust either of them.
Yeah. But I can question them separately and see if their stories match up.
Okay, Detective Ella. Olivia Benson could never.
Ugh, what is that noise? Maybe someone's building a panic room for me to hide inside of. I need to go see if we're being robbed by lumberjacks.
Love you.
Love you.
Ethan, what is going on?
I don't know, but it's really...
I'm not talking to you, Reed. I'm talking to Ethan.
Guys! Guys! Hey! Any chance you could take a break?
Give me a break.
It's a good thing I'm sober now. That would have split my head open if I had my usual Saturday hangover.
You're like 2 days sober.
And I'm loving life.
East, you're sober?
Ooh, the whole family's up.
Sorry about the noise, kids.
As a spokesperson for the Teenagers Who Don't Care Committee, I'd like to ask, what the fuck is going on in our living room?
It's for our new living room waterfall.
Brooke is nesting.
Am I having an acid flashback?
Hey, you boys need to respect Brooke.
I didn't even say anything.
I missed this. Dad siding with Brooke, Brooke acting totally insane, me being an asshole for attention. It's like old times.
Both of you, go to your rooms.
Gladly. Later, losers.
Whatever, Dad.
I want to punch Brooke in her smug, conniving face. She's a manipulative, lying snake who I need to win over, at least momentarily. Hey, Brooke. I've been dying for some girl time. Do you want to go for a hot girl walk down by the beach? Brooke's eyes narrow and she can see right through me. Luckily, we're both great actresses.
Ella, girly, I would love to.
Let me go grab my crossbody. Am I finally going to get some answers about Reed and what happened between them? Or will I just uncover more betrayal?
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What the hell kind of game are you playing, Brooke?
Wow, you're coming in a little hot.
I was going to try to keep my cool, but I can't. I can't do it. Why would you do this to me? To Callum, to everyone?
Honestly, I'd prefer we don't discuss it. The past is the past. I've personally moved on.
Are you kidding me?
It's not good to dwell, Ella. Stress causes breakouts. And for what it's worth, I think you should be thanking me. I told you that the royals couldn't be trusted, and I showed you just how easily Reed's head can be turned.
You slept with my boyfriend, who is also your fiancé's son. You are a psycho!
I don't want your little teen heartthrob. Ew. I wanted Callum back, and I got Callum back.
You slept with Reed to get Callum back? Please make that make sense.
Ugh. I did not sleep with Reed. I mean, I guess I would have if I had to, but it didn't come to that. I wanted to show you the truth, Elle, that you can't trust these royal boys. And I needed to win Reed over to my side so he'd help me win back Callum. I figured seducing him was the easiest way to make that happen.
You really didn't sleep with Reed?
Why would I lie?
Because you are completely insane!
Volume, Ella. Do you want to be seen yelling at Callum Royal's pregnant fiancé?
No.
No. Better to keep things copacetic between us. You've been doing a great job of not looking like you want to kill me in my sleep.
Why are you doing this? Why don't you just leave?
I'm gonna be a mom, Ella. Once I found out I was pregnant, I was completely shocked, for one thing, but I knew right away that I had to stick up for my unborn child. I felt like an outsider my entire life, okay? I was raised in a trailer park, and these Malibu snobs made me feel even more inadequate. I've never felt like I belonged here or like I was good enough to be a royal, and I refuse to let my baby grow up feeling like that. I don't want my child to feel like they aren't good enough, and Callum the Weekend, Dad, wasn't going to cut it, you know? My baby needs married parents, so I did what I had to do, and I don't care who got hurt.
Why did you call Reed during the pep rally? What were you arguing about?
Reed is helping me smooth out some wrinkles in my relationship with Callum.
Reed is helping you.
Yeah. He's playing Cupid. Ella, can I ask you a question?
Oh my God, what?
No matter what I tell you or Reed tells you, are you ever going to forgive that betrayal? I mean, can you really trust Reed ever again?
I don't know.
So it's better to move on. Isn't that what you were trying to do by running away to San Fran?
I guess.
I know you hate my guts, but I'm sure we can agree that you and Reed being broken up is for the best.
Why the hell would I ever listen to advice from you?
Maybe because I'm right. I get it, okay? I'm the evil stepmother. But I do hope that eventually we can be friends again.
Yeah, absolutely fucking not.
Okay. Well, then, fair warning. If you try to tell Callum any of the icky things from the past, I am not afraid to go full Mama Bear and ruin your fucking life. I did it once before, remember?
I don't actually know if I believe anything Brooke says. Maybe she really didn't sleep with Reed? I don't know. For now, I decide to play nice. Ish. If I can convince Brooke I'm not a threat, she'll eventually let her guard down. And then maybe I can find a way to get her out of the royal house for good this time. So I decided to stay in Malibu, at least until I graduate.
Ella, why the hell didn't you call me? You were out there on your own?
I don't know, Lucy. Sometimes when I get freaked out, I just don't want to need anything from anyone.
Well, I hope you grow out of that.
I was wondering if I could maybe have my old job back. I really miss this place.
Ella, you're about to be a multimillionaire. You don't need a paycheck. You need to learn how to stop being a mini adult and start being a kid. Don't you have a school dance or something to worry about?
I don't want to be a spoiled rich kid like everyone else at the Cove. I want to work with you and be with the people here.
Nope, no can do. I refuse to enable you.
Lucy, please.
You can come hang out here whenever you want, but I'm not rehiring you. You need to focus on school, your friends, and learning how to be a regular kid. Now I gotta go do payroll in the back, but when I look over here, you better have those textbooks open, Missy.
Okay. Jeez.
Thank you.
Bye, Lucy.
See you later, kid.
In less than 2 weeks, I'm expected to be caught up on the 2 months of classes I missed. And if I fail those exams, I'll have to repeat my junior year. It's a good thing the Cove doesn't have extremely rigorous college-level academics that are pretty much impossible to learn on your own. Oh, wait. Plus, I can barely focus on anything while my conversation with Brooke repeats on a loop inside my head. What are you guys doing here?
It's Easton and Savannah to the academic rescue, clearly.
We're here to help you study.
How did you even know I was here?
This is pretty much the only place you ever go.
Plus, you tagged your location on Instagram. So millennial.
Look, I know I agreed to let you two help me, but it's really fine. I can just not sleep for the next 2 weeks.
Ella, I get that your status as an orphan has given you weird hang-ups about asking for favors.
Oh, too harsh, Savannah.
Not too harsh. Ella needs tough love, because this is no longer about Ella. It's about my college applications and the community service hours I need to maintain my role as president of the National Honor Society. You might even make it into a personal essay about how I so graciously helped a disadvantaged student achieve success. So don't think of it as a favor. Does that make you feel better?
Wow. Yeah, it really does. Like, a weight has been lifted.
Plus, Easton will completely fall apart if you get held back.
I won't fall apart.
Ella, you were there when Easton's last bender landed him incapacitated in my shower, yes?
Okay. Look, Savannah and I are neck and neck for valedictorian, so we know our shit. Savannah takes really good notes, and I'm a natural born genius.
You are not smarter than me.
Okay, fine. Let's just get this over with. Are these your notes?
Easton's too cool to take notes, so those are mine.
Of course.
We got a couple weeks to catch you up on 2 months of material. Should be easy peasy.
Ella, you're not stupid, right? Because this is going to be really hard if you're stupid.
Oh my god, I'm not stupid.
Jeez, I was just asking.
Let's start with AP Lit.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows a lot wide with mass M falls into and sticks to block X, which is localized in such a way that it can be modeled as a cone that maintains its conical shape as it decreases across the world, joined in the Bretton Woods Conference to create the IMF and the World Bank, and responsible revenue will be negative. After the total revenue is maximized, TR decreases.
Ugh, Ella, I'm so glad you're a transfer student, because if you had been competing for valedictorian the past 3 years, I would have had to kill you.
Study sesh is over, nerds. It's time for the most important part of studying. Positive reinforcement.
What does that mean?
We're gonna go party!
I'll DD.
Are sober people supposed to go to bars?
This is more of a dry January sober, less of an AA sober. It's more fun.
Oh, hey, Ella. Just a heads up, Reed's probably gonna be at the club too. I know you two are weird, so I didn't want him to be sprung on you.
Totally! No worries. But, thanks. I'll never admit it, but a small part of me is actually excited to go party in Malibu. And an even smaller part of me is excited to see Reed.
Do you believe in magic? Do you believe in magic?
Is a huge beach-themed outdoor nightclub full of rich young people in their tightest ripped jeans.
Ella, you look so hot! Ooh, we're gonna tear shit up! You and me single ladies, womanizers, we're in our whole phase now! Ooh, no feelings allowed!
Okay, fine. No feelings allowed. And within 15 minutes, Val finds a tall blonde chick to make out with on one of the couches in the corner.
So beautiful. Are you a model?
A drink for my lady and a drink for my other lady.
Thanks for letting me third wheel you two all day. But as the night progresses, Easton and Savannah get more and more handsy until I figure out it's probably best to leave them to do their thing. I'm gonna go and, okay.
Yeah, bye. All right, thank you. Thanks for your service, bye.
Excuse me, thank you. God, I kind of hate clubs. Hi, can I get another one of these? What? I'm thirsty and bored out of my fucking mind. Hi, me again. One more, please, actually.
Coming right up.
You calling an Uber already? It's not even midnight.
Now that you're here, Reed, I am definitely out.
Oh, come on. You can hate me, but it shouldn't ruin your night. I know you want to dance. Come on. Come here.
Reed gets close to me, and he's staring at me so intensely. It makes me want to tease him a little, so I wrap my arms around his neck. It feels so familiar, so comfortable, and the buzz definitely helps. You smell good.
Thanks.
I want to kill Reed. Or devour him, or something. I turn my back to him and push up against him. His hands find their way to my hips.
Fuck, your body is making me crazy.
Yeah? Did you miss me?
I missed you every day.
Then Reed says the thing you never want to hear from an ex.
Can we talk?
Way to kill my buzz, Reed.
I'm sorry, I really want to clear some things up.
I can't deal with this, okay? I don't want to talk about it, and I definitely don't want to hear any more lies. I'm out of here.
Whoa. You all right? Here, I got you. Don't fall. Don't. How many drinks have you had?
Fuck off, Reed. You're so condescending.
Hey, you can't even walk straight. Here, hold on to me. I can take you home.
I'm fine. It's the shoes, not me. Chunky platforms are not exactly dance floor friendly.
All right, come on, let's go. Ella, I got you.
Reed, fucking let go of me!
All right. I don't want you to fall. What are you doing getting wasted at a club by yourself?
No. You don't get to come to my rescue, Reed. And you don't get to ask me how many drinks I've had or feel sorry for me because I'm alone at a lame club. You broke my fucking heart, Reed Royal. I am doing everything I can to keep myself together, but you appearing out of nowhere trying to act like Prince fucking Charming is some sick shit considering what you did.
Can I just explain?
No! No, you cannot explain! I am like a walking emotional mess, and I thought I would come back here and you'd be the same. I thought I would see you drinking, fighting, flunking all your classes, and now that I'm actually back in Malibu, you've turned into a model fucking citizen. You're apparently doing great. So good for you. I am super, super happy for you that you're able to keep your shit together, but I'm obviously not. I just want you to leave me alone.
I'm not holding it together.
What?
I'm falling apart, Elle. I think about you every minute of every day. I'm sick to my stomach over what happened. The only reason why I've been staying out of trouble, focusing on school and sports, not fighting, is because of you. Because I wanted to prove that I can be better for you.
Brooke told me you were helping her get back with Callum. Why would you ever help her if you wanted anything to do with me?
I'm not helping her by choice.
What, does she have a gun to your head?
Yes! No, it's complicated.
It seems pretty simple.
Do you want to listen to what I have to say or not?
I don't! I can't. I can't have this conversation. I can't even listen to the words you're saying. Everything makes me so, so mad.
Okay. It's okay. Now is not a good time. You're not in the right mindset.
Definitely not. Let's just drop it. And we can try to get along since we're stuck in the same house. At least until you graduate, but I don't want to talk to you, Reed. Okay? It hurts too much.
I'm so sorry, Ella.
I almost believe you.
Can I drive you home? We don't have to talk.
Fine. Hang on, just let me chug this $18 drink.
Do you really think that you should...
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I can't get my shoes off.
Those drinks really hit you on the way home, huh?
Shut up.
Sorry. We're not talking. I'm not gonna talk.
Help me unzip!
Here. Pajamas.
I can't sleep in my makeup.
You want me to wash your face right now?
I have makeup wipes in my purse.
Here.
You do it.
I don't know. What? Sorry. Here.
You do it.
I don't know how to take makeup off.
Just rub my face.
This is so weird. Okay. Does that hurt? Am I doing all right?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
I don't want to, like, poke your eye. Okay. I did my best.
I look like a raccoon. Good job.
Good night, Ella.
Wait.
Yeah?
Can you stay?
I thought you didn't want me around.
I don't. But I also don't really want you to leave. Just sleep on the floor.
The floor. Okay.
You comfortable down there?
Yeah.
I know it's weird. If you're confused, imagine being me. But I sleep better with Reed next to me, even if I can't trust him.
Oh, you awake?
Shit, it's my dad.
Just a minute, Callum. Get under the bed. Quick. Okay, I'm dressed. You can come in.
Oh, you're sleeping in. Sorry if I woke you.
You're good. What's going on?
I just wanted to remind you, we have a meeting with my lawyers this afternoon to talk about Dinah's lawsuit.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Well, this is important. I'll be back with an acai bowl for you in about 15.
Wow. A smoothie bowl is almost solid food, Callum.
It's full of nutrients. I'll be right back.
Reed, coast is clear.
Acai is surprisingly good for hangovers.
Thanks for the tip.
How do you think my dad would react if he knew we were together?
Reed.
Hypothetically.
Reed, we're not getting back together. I need to focus on school, and now this lawsuit. And honestly, I don't think I could ever trust you again, no matter what you say.
Nothing happened between me and Brooke.
I don't believe you.
I know. I know. But I'm not done fighting for you, Ella. I know I fucked everything up. But I also know that I am gonna prove to you that this is not over between us.
And when he says that, I don't know what to say. My heart and my brain are thinking two completely different things. I know Reed betrayed me, but part of me still wants him. Is there any chance that his explanation is really the truth? Or am I being set up to have my heart broken again? I don't know what to believe. Or who.
Episode of The Royals of Malibu.
Yeah, I'm jealous Reed has that all figured out now. I mean, Princeton makes you an offer to play water polo. It's a no-brainer.
Princeton? Like, New Jersey?
My lawyer would kill me if she knew I were here.
Oh, you're so fine. I turned off the security system, so this is totally incognito mode.
Reed looks like a completely different person in the water, but every so often, he'll sneak a look up at the stands. I wonder if he wants to know if I'm watching.
We can tell secrets.
Sure.
Tell us a secret.
Ella kissed Easton before she left town.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.